Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
We don't normally talk about the Real Housewives drama,
which is unfortunate.
But Katie is a huge fan. Would you call it like a secret passion of yours?
It's not a secret.
That's right. It's not a secret.
It is my passion.
Gavin and I oftentimes have to fake interest as you're talking about it.
Well, sometimes on Facebook, because I'm part of so many Housewives Facebook groups, private groups, so, you know.
Okay.
I'm that special. And then I see something, I go, oh, this bitch. And then I have to tell you guys about it.
Okay, so if you are a fan of Real Housewives of, which one is this?
This is New Jersey.
Is that like an original? Is that an OG?
It's one, I mean, it's not the OG.
Okay.
OC is the OG, but it's up there.
Okay, so.
It's the only one that I ever actually watched. I watched a little bit of New Jersey.
So what's the backstory on this? And full disclosure, I know nothing. I've never seen the show.
Okay. So. A little bit of backstory on New Jersey, which might jog your memory. New Jersey is the cast where one of the housewives, Teresa, had to go to prison because her husband did financial fraud, and she signed a bunch of stuff that he did fraudulently, not asking him any questions about it. She had to do 11 months in prison. Now he's doing 3 years in prison.
Okay. And he's going to get deported, right?
Yes, because he's from Italy.
Huh. Okay, I remember seeing that in the news, but I didn't know the backstory. So thank you for catching me up.
You're welcome. Now, you might also remember Teresa, in several seasons ago, flipped a table because she was so angry.
Mm.
The person she was angry at was a woman named Danielle Staub. Danielle went away for a while. Now she's back.
Where did she go?
She just...
off the show?
Yeah. They didn't rehire her for like several seasons. Now she's back. She and Teresa are friends, despite the table flipping. Mm. She's a GD mess. Okay? Now, Danielle has been married 3 times.
Okay.
Most recently, she was married to a guy named Marty.
Okay.
Marty and she were married for 3 months. She convinced him not to have a relationship with his children because they didn't like her.
Uh-huh.
3 months later, after their wedding, split up, filed for divorce.
This is on the TV show.
The season ended before they split up, but I'm sure we'll get the rest of it. Now, Danielle Staub moved into Marty's house when they got married, probably before that. Even though they filed for divorce, she said, I'm not leaving.
Oh, that's a bold tactic.
Yeah.
So he had to finally leave. And what he would do is mess with her remotely by remotely turning lights on and off in the house at random.
Fun.
Or kicking the heat on or the AC on just to screw with her.
This is on the TV show now?
We haven't. No. All this has happened since the season ended.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Well, love is not dead. Although Danielle and Marty did officially get divorced a week ago, she is already engaged, and she's getting married on Monday.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yes. Now, this time...
still living in her ex-husband's house.
Still, I don't know if she still is, but she probably still is. Knowing her, and he wouldn't want that house back. He can't get the Staub off of a house. So this will be her 21st engagement.
And she's been in married 3 times?
This will be her 4th marriage.
I do have to ask, if she's been engaged, how many?
She's been engaged 21 times.
And how many times were you engaged?
Twice.
Oh, you always proposed to. That's right, proposed
so
to.
So wait a second. Yeah. So what happened to the other 18 guys?
Okay, well.
No, you know what? Don't go through each one.
I'll just do the highlights. Some of them were drug traffickers.
Uh-huh.
Some of them seemed to be a little bit mobbed up.
Okay.
There was a kidnapping incident. Wow. I won't get into all of that.
Wow.
But she's had a fun life. Now, proving that Danielle Staub has more than nine lives. This guy is the Duke of Provence, which means when they get married, she will be a duchess.
Like the restaurant in Roseville?
No, that's La Provence.
Oh.
This is like, isn't it Provence, France?
Where is that? Where in France is that?
Is it France? Provence is in France?
You're asking me questions. I have no idea.
So she'll be a duchess. Even when they inevitably get a divorce, she will still be a duchess because she won't lose her duchess title until she gets remarried. We learned that from Countess Luann, who was a countess, even though she got a divorce, and then she married a guy for just a couple months, and then she was no longer a countess.
Well, okay, so can I stop for a second?
Sure.
Why do you like this show?
Oh my, it sounds
like it sounds like it's about terrible people.
No, they're not all terrible.
One went to jail.
Yeah.
This other one's been engaged 21 times.
Well, I don't know that that makes you a terrible person. What? It makes you... No. Okay, let me say this. I don't think that's what makes Danielle a terrible person.
Oh.
Other things make Danielle a terrible person.
But it's not a show about terrible people.
No.
My mistake.
There are plenty of lovely ones.
I mean, I've never seen the show. I have no way of gauging this
Let's
whatsoever.
Let's have a watching party.
Let's not.
No.
Rain.
No.
We're good.
You're missing out on such good stuff.
I don't think we are.
Mm-mm.
No. I watched a little bit of New Jersey, and I feel like I got a sense of it.
Okay, well, this season, somebody took a wine glass, broke it, and then threatened somebody with it.
But they're not terrible people.
No, not at all.
Well, that one's a terrible person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.